What's happening, basketball fans and fantasy freaks? It's Rick Campbell, it's Steve Alexander. He's the Hall of Famer, Dr. A. And we are Fantasy NBA Today Ethos After Dark. Here we are. All right? We told you Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we were off for the election. But we're here with you the first four nights of the week, midnight style. And you're welcome, courtesy of Sports Ethos. So before we tip things off, a quick word from our great sponsor, Bet Online. They are the world's most trusted betting platform, your number one source for online betting. From the earliest odds to in-game live betting, Bet Online provides you with all the action and the ability to watch games as they happen. Live betting rocks if you haven't done it. Go with the flow of it, man. Take some dice rolls. It's very, very fun. And they've got the largest selection of odds, everything from football, NBA, college basketball, NHL, UFC, MMA. They got it all. So head to Bet Online today to get in on the action with America's most trusted site for online wagering. Bet Online, the game starts here. Now, I want to invite you guys to go to our free Discord channels, okay? Join us on Discord. The link is on the comments and the show description. So check that out. And enjoy. Okay. Now, Doc, let's get to some questions here. Let's start with Ouchie. Ouchie says 12 team, 9 cat, head to head. Thank you. 12 teams, I like it. Head to head, I like it. Don't overthink this, folks. This is the way to play fantasy basketball. He says Poge, Brandon Pajemski, and Andre Drummond for my Gafford. Yes, I am trading Daniel Gafford for Drummond and Pajemski. I would do that. Huh.
I don't think I would. Poach has been weird. Pajemski's been kind of weird. I kind of thought he was going to be this 10 threes guy. Maybe Poach is waiting for Buddy Hield to cool off, and then we're going to see a little elevator change there, because Pajemski's been kind of weird so far. Drummond has been playing every night because no Joel Embiid, but he hasn't been the dominant Drummond that we saw last year. And now Embiid's coming back. And if Embiid somehow stays on the court a lot, and Drummond sort of goes bye-bye. So then you're looking at Pajemski for Gafford. I like Gafford's blocks. Derek Lively's banged up. Gafford sort of solidified his position with Dallas. I'm going Gafford, but I don't think it's crazy. I mean, it's a good question. I like Gafford. You like Poge and Drummond.
You made a bunch of great points, dude. I think it's a coin flip. I just don't trust Embiid, man. I see the DNPs coming. And so, you know, I don't know if you have the ability to carry Drummond. And when Embiid's playing, if you're okay, if you've got that roster, maybe a comfy, roomy bench on your roster where you can stash him and then plug and play. But I don't think we've heard the last of Pajemski. I don't. He's had an illness, I believe. That anyway, I would do that trade because Lively's going to come back. Gafford right now is 11-6 with 1.3 blocks. It's not like you're trading, you know, 15-9 with 1.8 blocks. So that's where I'm at with that. That's where Doc is at with that. Jay says, do I give up my Jalen Williams for Alperen Şengün in a 10-team ESPN points league? What's your answer to that one, dude?
Well, it depends on how your team is built, where you are with centers, where you are with forwards. But in a vacuum, I'd rather have Jalen Williams.
I'd rather have Alpi Şengün. I would still rather have Alpi Şengün than Jalen Williams. I would.
We're disagreeing a lot, which I think is good for the show.
I agree. I believe in, like, I got to see something that radically changes. And I know that Şengün has been, like, it's been the Jalen Green show and all of that kind of stuff. That doesn't mean that's going to continue all year. There could be a pivot. There could be, like, just something clicks and something changes. And I'm just, just when you think you got to figure it out and it's always going to be like this, something pivots, okay? It's just the way of a basketball, man. So I'm not giving up on Poge yet. I'm not giving up on Alpi Şengün. And to me, this is very coin flippy, but coming into the year, if you ask me, Cam, in a 10-team ESPN points league, who would you rather have, Şengün or J-Dub? I would have said Şengün, okay? And so we're in the middle of week three. So I'm not there with a pivot off of that stance. I would rather have Şengün.
Go ahead. One more thing. This Oklahoma City barnstorming, killing the NBA tour that they're on is not going to stop. They're going to be this good all year. They're going to win the championship. They're going to destroy everything in their path. We haven't even seen Isaiah Hartenstein yet. And I mean, that I don't like the fact that Jaylen plays for such a good team. I wish he was like on the Pacers or the Heat or somewhere where he could just kind of stand out and do his thing. But in Oklahoma City, he's got to deal with Chet. He's got to deal with Shea. He's got to deal with all these guys. So, I mean, that's a tough call, man. I mean, Şengün might be the better answer. I just love Jaylen.
So there, I mean, sorry, it is what it is. Another disagreement here. I've got Boston over OKC, Doc. Boston, to me, is they're just so dominant right now. They've got all the bases covered, and Porzingis is going to be back. I mean, they won the chip last year with, I think, 7 playoff games with Porzingis, and they weren't even really touched by anybody. Like, to me, there's a separation now between Boston and the rest of the league. I think OKC is number 2, and I think OKC is going to win the West. I'm not going to say they're going to dominate or moonwalk through or anything like that because it's the West, but I think they're going to win the West. Now, Doc, I don't think they're going to win the chip because a lot of times you gotta get there and figure it out by losing, and they're still a young team and all this kind of stuff, and Boston's been there, done that with all these vets. And so for those reasons, I think Boston's going to beat OKC. But I'm very, very high on OKC like you are, Doc, in reality. Paul says here, Reese Sachet and OG or Brad Miller. I'm sure that's Brandon Miller. Shout out to my boy Brad Miller, by the way. Doc, when I used to play pickup basketball, I played a lot of pickup basketball, okay? I'm not going to, like, talk myself up. But, like, my game was Brad Miller, okay? Like, Lifetime Fitness style. LA Fitness style, YMCA style, playground style, like, you know what I mean? Like concrete outdoor court in the park, like a Brad Miller game, dude. Elbow, hitting cutters, little pick and pop shot.
he's a Purdue Miller guy, right? Game,
dude. Yes, he's a Purdue guy.
Yeah, we love Purdue guys for some reason.
I'm a big Jaden Ivey guy. Anyway, it's funny that you said Brad Miller here because I literally had like super low-key, super, super, super poor man's Brad Miller game back in the day.
Was it Brad Miller that Shaq tried to punch in the face and missed? Yes.
And thank God he missed.
Dude, if you would have hit him, Brad, it would have been bad.
It would have been like Randy Johnson throwing the ball at the bird. It would have that's if Shaq would have hit Brad Miller, it would have gone down.
It would have been bad.
It's a little dark for you. Sorry for that reference. All right. Reese Sachet and OG, okay, or Brandon Miller and Josh Hart, 9-category league. I'm going for Brandon Miller and Josh Hart here, Doc, of those two duos. Which side would you rather be on, Reese Sachet and OG or Brandon Miller and Josh Hart?
I tell you what, man, shout out to the Sports Ethos crowd because these questions are all great. Like,
and they're up super late with us too. We love y'all.
And they're up late, but I'm gonna go Reese Sachet and OG and disagree again.
Okay, wow.
Reese Sachet is coming on, dude.
Yeah, he is, dude.
And the Hawks don't look great. Like, let that kid eat. And then OG Anunoby for the Knicks played really well in his last game. Coming on, he's a huge part of what they do, and the Knicks are supposed to be good this year. So they need every bit of OG out there. I'm going OG. But again, it's very close. It's very close.
This isn't very close. I'm not really on an OG thing in fantasy this year. He doesn't really do it for me in fantasy this year. Reese Hachette does. But I think Brandon Miller's really going to pop here. I really, really think he's going to pop. And we can't even guarantee you that when DeAndre Hunter gets healthy that he won't retake the starting job from Reese Hachette. We're going to freak out if he does. But you know that the stubbornness of coaches prevails over our vibes over here. All right, Doc, one more question here. Go ahead.
If Miles Bridges hurt himself to the point where we knew he was going to miss at least a month, and maybe he will, I'd be more in tune with Brandon Miller totally blowing up and going off. But Miles Bridges could be back in 14, 15 days. I need to see how that goes first.
So, Doc, just a vibe here. Reevaluated in 2 weeks to me means a month, because you're out 2 weeks, reevaluated. Even if they clear him for a return, he's still going to have to return to practice and prove that he's able and all of that. So, to me, you're looking at least one more week out. And if in that reeval, they're not really crazy about the results, then it's definitely a month. So I think it trends more like at least 3 weeks, trending to a month. Anyway, just my vibe here. One more question from Beam Team. Who would you pick for points, boards, threes, and free throw percentage? Okay, stats again. Points, boards, threes, free throw percentage. Odd combination. He says Jonathan Kuminga or Shaedon Sharpe. And
can we disagree again? Is it going to happen?
This is 1:05 a.m. You're hitting me with this question. I'm kidding. We love all of these questions. Oh boy. I tell you what, I'm going to make this really simple for you. It's Kuminga. And the reason it's Kuminga is because he's not going to be shut down for Cooper Flagg. Okay. So you have this decision to make right now. Who are you going with here? And here's the thing, Doc. Is Shaedon Sharpe even going to start? Is he? They love Tumani Kamara. Started tonight, played 35 minutes. In the return of Shaedon Sharpe, Denny Abdia still started tonight. Okay. Scoot Henderson couldn't even find his way to the starting lineup tonight. They went Jeremy Grant and DeAndre Ayton, and then Anthony Simons is playing point guard right now.
What a mess. What a mess of a team.
So, I agree. But, is Shaedon Sharpe, can we guarantee he's going to be in the starting lineup? Can we guarantee he's going to play 30 minutes? We can't.
No, I like Shaedon Sharpe, but the answer for me on that one, and I haven't looked at the free throw percentage and all the numbers, but in a vacuum, I'd much rather have Kuminga, who is a big piece of the Warriors puzzle. He's integral to that team. Shaedon Sharpe is kind of like a luxury item for a team that's going nowhere.
So there you go, Beam Team. Appreciate that, man. Again, guys, join us on Discord and have fun with us right there. And one more. They snuck it under the door like the envelope at the end of.
These are going up on the screen, Rick. Andre said, after those, I'm putting questions on the screen, bro.
Oh, I thought we were already doing that rapid fire thing. Okay, so here we go.
No, this is rapid fire now.
Okay, Eric Shulkin says, would you trade Brown and Amen for Mikal? Yes, I would. Give me the best player in the deal. I'm not on an Amen Thompson thing because of the depth in Houston. I would do that trade.
I think that would be that's a good way to trade Brown and get value back. Like that 2-for-1. Yeah. I like the Mikal side of that.
All right. From Parker Finlay, I like the name. Is he from England? That's like the most English name ever. But Parker, thanks for the question and staying up late with us. And if he's in England, maybe he's not. Anyway, would you drop Peyton Pritchard for Shaedon Sharpe? Nine cat head to head redraft, looking for roster upside. Nah, I think Peyton Pritchard, Doc, is going to be pretty static with these statistics because Joe Mazzulla loves him. It's like the city of Boston loves him. The announcers love him. He's killing it, by the way, at about 15, 16 a game with all kinds of three balls. No, I think Peyton Pritchard's going to be in the running for sixth man of the year, Doc. I would not drop Pritchard for Shaedon Sharpe.
Absolutely not. I love Peyton Pritchard. He's got fifth round fantasy value right now, and I think he's staying there all year.
All right, Doc, you're going to go first on this one. F. Scott Foster, the best handle that we have here. We love
you,
bro.
Our guy is back.
He says, hello, goats. Thank you for that. He says, I just traded my Jalen Johnson and Bub Carrington. For Sengun and Jalen Green, nine cat head-to-head thoughts. Well, which side of this one would you rather be on, Doc?
My head just exploded. I can't even comprehend what's happening right now. Oh, my God. No, I'm Jalen and Bub. I'm Team Jalen and Bub.
Wow. This is the show of disagreements.
Jalen Johnson is my guy.
I know. And in saying that I'd rather have Sengun and Green, which I would, I know that I'm giving up the defense that Jalen Johnson is bringing to the table, but I'm on those Houston guys. You know I'm on a Rockets thing.
And the only reason that I feel that way is because Bub Carrington is the guy right now. He's the shiny new toy that I want to go get on my team. But the reality is you're right. Like the others, Jalen Green and Alpi Sengun is way more trustworthy than Bub Carrington and Jalen Johnson.
Jalen Johnson's very trustworthy. It's not about him. And we like Bub, but Sengun and Jalen's two like really big time players, man. I'd rather be on that side. All right, no, Dennis asked.
You're right.
He says, traded Ant and Lopez for J-Dub and Shaedon Sharpe. I don't like it. Dennis, I'm sorry. I don't like it. I'd rather have Ant-Man and Brolo.
Dude, are we missing something about Shaedon Sharpe? Like, is he going to be way better?
Dude, he's a sexy player. He's a viral dunker. He is a good stack guy when he gets the minutes, okay? Like, if you told me right now, Kamla, I know for a fact that he's going to play 32 minutes a game in the starting lineup for Portland. I'd have a different answer for you. I just don't trust it. Chauncey Billups' rotation is weird. All right, another one from F. Scott Foster. Rank these players ROS in nine-cat head-to-head. Mobley, Barnes. Wow. F. Scott Foster, you are – okay. Mobley, Barnes, Sengun. We got to really think here, Doc. Kessler and Jalen Johnson.
This is too much thinking for 1:12 a.m.
My mind is officially mush right now. The guy that I would rather have out of this group the most is give me Mobley, one. Number two, give me Sengun. Three, give me Jalen Johnson. Four, give me Barnes, only because of the injury. And five, give me Kessler. There you go.
Wow.
Chernobyl just happened in my office, and that's what spewed out. Chernobyl just went down in Largo, Florida. I hope everybody's okay.
I'm going Scotty Barnes.
Ooh.
Jalen Johnson. Mobley. Sengun. And Walker Kessler.
Okay, again, so the only guy we agreed on in that is Kessler at number five. We did not agree on anybody else in any of the other orderings.
I mean, the Scotty Barnes injury messes that question up. Because you were like, I'm discounting Scotty Barnes.
Barnes would be number one for sure if there were no injury concerns. He'd be number one.
I was not really thinking about injury. I was thinking about
the dude.
I'm still stuck in drafts though. Like, who would I draft?
Yeah, at draft, would I've rather had Alpe? Nah, I'm a go for the blocks guy. I would have rather had Mobley than Şengün coming into the year. I'm just obsessed with the blocks, man. So we're out of time, and we really appreciate you guys hanging out with us here. Fantasy NBA Today, Ethos After Dark. Again, join us on Discord. You see the connection right here in the link right here. Doc, one more time, tell the people any article you want to promote, your gig tomorrow with Aaron Bruschi here on this platform to get everybody ready for the Friday slate.
Yeah, I think I'm doing Wednesdays and Fridays at around noon, 12:30. Me and Brew previewing all the games. You and I are here Monday through Thursday. Ethos After Dark, baby. It's a thing. And then there's been chatter about me getting in Discord and interacting and doing some Discord stuff. But as you may have noticed, I'm old as dirt. I'm older than Harry Barnes and Kyle Lowry. All right. So I'm not a Discord guy, but Andre's talking about teaching me. So maybe I'll be there. I don't know. We're kicking it around.
I love it. Some will come out of that. Admiral Needs, is that an S at the end of that or an A? I got to clean my screen here. Admiral Needs.
Nita.
Okay. Says, thanks, Dr. A and Rick. Well, thank you for that and for staying up late with us wherever you are. We love you all, man. Okay. Check us out. Follow us on Twitter. Again, tell people about this. Okay. We're trying to spread the word here. It is Cam. It is Doc. Two of the goats of fantasy basketball, helping you win championships, okay? So tell your buddies, tell your coworkers, tell your family members, anybody that plays fantasy basketball. Yo, midnight Eastern, Monday through Thursday, you got to check out these dudes. And we've got all kinds of other podcasts at various times. So for Dr. A and our great producer, Andre Lemouche, I am Rick Kamla. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, we want to remind you that our show is brought to you and presented proudly by Bet Online. I will see you next week. Doc will see you tomorrow at about noon Eastern with Aaron Bruschi. Until then, peace.